American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part of roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Don't know if you heard this. So over the weekend, the richest man in Asia had a pre-wedding party. And it wasn't the wedding.
Is it his wedding?
No, his son. Okay.
All right. Okay.
So the guy's name is Mukesh Ambani. He's Asia's richest man. He's worth 107 billion euro, Maria. 107 billion.
Unfair.
So his son Anant is set to wed his beloved Radhika, who's the daughter of other multi-billionaires Viren and Shala Merchant. So anyway, Mukesh decided he'd throw a party. Now, you had a wedding not that long ago, Maria, and
you got
the biggest stars to perform at that. Like, how much did you pay for your superstar DJ? Tell everybody who your superstar DJ was at your wedding.
Some guy called Dave Moore.
Was it Dave Moore? Off to the AFM?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how much did he cost?
Zero euro.
He did it.
I am a cheap ass.
Out of the goodness of his heart. I'll tell you what, I had a great time. Anyway, part of this, this is still not even the wedding. This is the pre-wedding party. It cost, apparently, 92 million euro.
I don't even know how you would spend that on one event.
Well, apparently, there were 1,200 guests. It was 3 days long. They got more than 500 different dishes of food prepared by 100, like, top chefs.
Okay.
The airport that typically sees 10 flights a day had 130 in on before the first day and 130 out after the last day.
Okay.
All private jets, I would imagine.
But would that be 92
Well, I suppose
million?
There was an animal parade. I mean, there's lots of things, right, that you didn't have, I noticed, at your wedding.
No.
You also didn't pay me 5.8 million euro, which frankly now, in hindsight, I realise was a mistake. I should have sent you an invoice for that.
I think I put 300 quid in the card.
You did. You were very generous. And by the way, that 300 quid I actually put back into the envelope in your desk.
Yes, you did.
I just said, no, I'm doing it for nothing. Anyway, the point is, Rihanna performed at this pre-wedding party. Here, have a listen. So, like, I think the fact that she doesn't perform anymore, you know, you've almost got to get her out of retirement. Rihanna, will you just drop the album that you've been promising forever? Just, oh, I want to hear new music. Anyway.
No, she's working on the lipsticks and the babies.
Well, again, that's what's made her a billionaire.
Yeah.
The music never made her a billionaire.
It was just
the Fenty and all that stuff. Anyway, he paid her 5.8 million euro for a 90-minute set.
Wow. How long did you play for at my wedding? 3 hours.
Maybe 3 hours. I had to bring my own DJ gear.
I'll make you a cup of tea, right?
But what I want to do today is I want us to all fantasize for a minute, right?
Okay.
Imagine you had 107 billion euro and your young fella was getting married, or you were throwing your 21st, or you were having your 30th, or whatever it was, where you're putting a party on and money is no issue.
Okay.
Who would you bring as the entertainment for the party, right? So, like, for me, for example, I I'm wearing a Metallica hoodie today, so people will probably think, like, you know, actually, I'm wearing a Metallica hoodie and a Metallica t-shirt. Like,
yes, you are.
Yeah. People will probably think that, like, I would immediately go for Metallica, Slayer, Slipknot, whatever. No. If I had no budget and I could spend time with and listen up close to someone,
it
would
cost more.
Yeah, it would definitely cost more. I would get Sting.
Oh, wow.
To come to my
party.
Didn't
see that coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is my absolute, like, dream dinner guest. He's my dream spend time. I don't ever remember my dreams, real dreams, when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
But I do remember one time, and this was like nearly 25 years ago, I dreamt that I went to Sting's house. He came into the petrol station I worked in and he said, "Here, do you want to come to my gaff?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then we went to his gaff and played music all day. Like, it's one of the only dreams I ever remember.
We had Sting in.
I know, Maria. I can't tell you the feelings I had that day.
Okay? You, like, masked it very well.
I was very professional.
Yeah.
But I was dying inside in the way that a teenage girl would die at Nilehorn or...
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but I was very professional. Anyway, so I would go for Sting. Maria, okay, if you've got no budget, you can actually afford someone better than David Moore to DJ at your wedding. Who would you go for?
They have to be alive.
No. This is Fantasyland. You can bring anyone back. If you want to bring Genghis Khan to your wedding, if that's what you want to do.
Probably not. The obvious one would be Coldplay. But that's a sore point because he, essentially, we interviewed him and he offered to play My First Dance and I talked him out of it. And it gives me nightmares.
I'm not sure whether it was actually going to happen, but you did categorically tell him to not come to your wedding.
You could see it in his face. He wanted to do it.
Yes,
and I essentially told him, "No, thanks, you're grand. I'll listen to the CD."
Yeah.
So we won't go with them.
Oh my God.
We're going to go with Marilyn Monroe, and she can sing me "Happy Birthday."
Good shout.
Yeah.
And your 21st is coming up.
In a couple of years. It is, yeah.
Okay, what do you think? 087-4100-102. WhatsApp voice note. Send a text. There's no budget. There's no statute on deaths. We're bringing everyone back from wherever they want to be.
We don't know where they're going to live.
Doesn't matter.
Crisis.
They're just here. You've got so much money, it doesn't matter. Who would you have at your party? 087-4100-102. Oh, by the way, Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Played, I think, at the daughter's wedding before. And Beyonce played one of their other, like...
Of course.
This guy's
got
history.
I heard about the Beyonce one, yeah.
Beyonce, Chris Martin, and now Rihanna. And this was, as I said, this is just the pre-wedding party. It isn't even the wedding.
Wow.
I'm fantasizing this morning because we heard about that story where Rihanna was given about £6 million to perform for 90 minutes at an Indian pre-wedding party. Jesus, that's the money. Apparently, Roland says the lad who's getting married, the kid, has a watch collection worth over 80 million.
Ugh.
Just his watches are worth over 80 million.
Stupid, isn't it?
So anyway, we're just fantasizing this morning. If you could bring anyone to be the entertainment at a party for you, could be your 21st, your 30th, could be a wedding, could be whatever, who would you get? Martin in County Tipperary says, Liam Gallagher. Tunes, crack, and you're guaranteed a row.
It's like a soap.
It's so true. Cher says, if Butch is no issue, Dave, I'm having the four Beatles.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
There you go. Let's go to the phones, actually, and have a chat to Lorraine Smith in Dundalk. How are you, Lorraine?
Not a bother. How are you, Dave?
Good. Who would you have? Who would you have at the party? What would it be?
Well, I would have Freddie Mercury there to get the crowd going.
Hey!
Look at what he did at Live Aid.
Yes, remember that.
20 minutes and everybody loved it.
So Freddie Mercury, you'd have to bring him back. Are the rest of Queen with him or is it just him?
Yeah, I take the rest of them.
Oh, sure, why not? Yeah,
why not?
And anyone else?
Stephen King to read the speeches.
Stephen King?
Wow.
Yeah.
I
didn't even know Stephen King. Has he got a famously cool voice or is he just because he like his books?
Oh, I love his books, but he has got a creepy voice as well.
A creepy voice, because that's what you want at your wedding speeches. You want as much creepiness as possible.
He could write them too.
Even better, yeah. And maybe turn it into a movie.
Yeah, listen, it sounds like it. Lorraine, thanks a million.
No bother, Dave.
See you later. Bye. Lots of people getting in touch. 087-4100-102. We got, I think it's Paddy.
No question, without a doubt, it has to be Pat Short or John Kenny. Unbelievables. Can you imagine them doing a wedding? Oh my God. Absolute dream. I'd also take the Hit Machine drummer stuff.
Right, so you're being greedy. You're having a load of different people.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, not really aiming as high as other people.
No, you know, that's true.
What with bringing four Beatles to a wedding.
Maria, somebody has suggested, Chris in Wexford says, I'd bring Jesus. You have a few cool stories.
So there you go. Freddie Mercury.
Drinks, you can turn in water into wine.
Freddie Mercury, the Beatles, Jesus. And then Pat Short and the Hit Machine drummers. It's a lovely mix.
It is a lovely mix. Jen, want someone?
It'd be you two for me. Oh my God. I even not get married. If I had that amount of money, I'd just get them to sing for me. 90 minutes, a couple of million, no worries.
No worries. Throw it. If you had 107 billion, why wouldn't you throw a couple of million at the lads and just go, listen, will you nip over on Saturday night? I'm having a few friends around for a dinner party. I'm throwing on my world famous lasagna. Will you come over? Will you come over and play a few tunes? All right, keep fantasizing. 0874100102. Who do you want to perform at your party? Can be absolutely anybody, living or dead. Budget's not an issue. Let me know. Siobhan's in Dublin today. Hey, Siobhan. Siobhan's gone. She's on one. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Dave.
How are you? Who would you have?
I would have Prince for day one, and he could play all night.
Ooh.
We'd party all night, like it's 1999. And then when we crawl out of bed the next day, we'd have Dolly Parton over for a few tunes in the afternoon.
Oh, that's a nice chill day too, isn't it?
Yes.
That is definitely a smart combination. Prince would completely blow you away. And then, as you said, when you're a little bit worse for wear the next day. Old Dolly sitting there singing your tunes. Yeah, I love it. Nice one, Siobhan. Yeah. Listen, get the invite in the post to me if it's happening, all right?
Oh, you're top of the list.
Thanks, Siobhan.
Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye. Mark, what concert would you have?
I would have myself a little concert. I'd have the Beatles.
Yeah.
Ideally, the mid-60s Beatles.
Okay, you can pick your era. If you're bringing them, you can pick the year. Yeah, so,
yeah,
okay.
I want that era where, they're out of suits. They're a little bit mad.
Yeah.
Nirvana, have to.
Oh, are you going peak Nirvana, yeah?
Oh, peak Nirvana, never mind 91, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
100%. Eminem and Dr. Dre, then together.
Right, okay.
Love to have it. Love them. And then I'd have to bring Elvis to saw my daddy go to the park, because he wouldn't go otherwise.
He wouldn't go. If you told him the Beatles, Nirvana and Dre were playing, he'd be like, nah.
Nah, you're all right. Elvis, yeah, go on, sure, I'll go down for an hour.
Elvis makes sense, in fairness. Yeah, all he wants is an hour out of him. Once he gets that out of him, then he's out of the house.
Once he gets the hits, he's happy enough to tip on home then.
Come on, Mark. Thanks a million.
Cheers, Dave.
See you later. Bye-bye. Thanks a million. Bye-bye. Loads of reaction in as well. 0874102. Loads of voice notes flying in. Brian's got a suggestion.
Only one land you can have a birthday party, and that's Mr. Hans Zimmer. Bit of The Lion King, bit of Pirates of the Caribbean, bit of Dune. What more could you want? Love the show.
Thanks, Brian. That's a very interesting one, actually. The fact that you would go for a composer. But he would be playing hits, people would know. But I suppose it's not really the sing-along kind of party, maybe, I'm thinking of. Becky's in Waterford.
Absolutely no budget could bring anyone back from my wedding for any occasion. It would be Amy Winehouse, Frank Sinatra, and Pavarotti. That would just be a session.
God, it would be a session, all right. Breed, who would you like to have play at your party?
Taylor Swift and the Kings of Leon.
Oh, just throw the Kings of Leon in there as an afterthought. I got you, yeah. What about you, Veronica?
The Rat Pack, because they're just the epitome of cool. And then Tony Bennett. And then once all of the kind of crooning was done and dusted, you'd have to have Oasis in there. The original lineup, now, to be fair. And then Calvin Harris to finish the night off.
Wow. Well, I love the fact that we're fantasizing at the top of our game here. You know what I mean? We know what we're doing on day two. We know who's rounding off the party on day one. Tony's in Wexford. Who do you want, Tony?
Garth Brooks. Definitely have him playing at my party. Blame it all on my roots.
Man, Tony, thanks a minute.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.